District Governor Harry Keeling oversees Rotary Clubs all over Alaska and the Yukon Territory of Canada. He says he sees his job as a kind of liaison.
I look at that as a bridge between the local club where all the action is and all the work is done to the national and international organization.
Keeling was in Petersburg as part of a statewide tour along with Assistant Governor Rosie Ropel. Both Keeling and Ropel have year-long voluntary positions. As governor, one of Keeling's duties is to visit all 40 clubs in his district within the year.
Since the 1st of July, I've visited, this is my 14th club. I've been to Nome, to Barrow, to Kenai, to Ketchikan, and here, and then later in the week, we're going to Sitka.
It's a lot of travel in 1 year.
But it's a lot of fun. It's so empowering to go out to these clubs like Petersburg and see the Rotarians who are so dedicated, the impact they have on the community, and the impact they have by being Rotarians.
Keeling is a pilot and has traveled around the state for decades. He says Alaska's remote nature makes this Rotary district unique. Some other districts have all of their clubs within the same town. Although Rotary is widely known in the United States for its youth exchange program, internationally, the organization is also well known for eradicating the polio disease. The group has worked with different countries, boosting immunization efforts. Keeling says 30 years ago, there were 1,000 new cases of polio a day.
This year, because of the efforts of Rotary, there's 9 cases worldwide. And the hope is that it's only in 3 countries, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Nigeria. And the hope is that once and for all, we're going to rid the world of polio. And Rotary can take a lot of the credit for that.
A constant figure in Petersburg's Rotary Club is Dave Berg. He's been part of the local club for about 35 years.
I find the programs and the friendship that we're involved in is very rewarding.
Petersburg's club has been a longtime supporter of Rotary's youth exchange program. Berg says there have been inbound and outbound students for over 20 years.
We've had kids go out from Petersburg to all kinds of different foreign countries, and we've hosted kids into Petersburg on a yearly basis.
Next step for the Petersburg Youth Exchange is a student from South Africa coming here for a year starting in January. This fall, Rotary will be looking for another outbound student to travel somewhere for a year starting next August. There's also a short-term summer program for students to travel to different countries to learn about their cultures. Rotary is looking for more local students to participate in that next summer as well. Again, District Governor Harry Keeling.
The impact that the Petersburg Rotary Club has on this community is immense. They really make our community and our world better. And this is a very strong club here with some really motivated and dedicated members.
Berg says everyone is invited to join the club, men and women. No invitation is needed. Petersburg's Rotary Club meets Wednesdays at noon at the Salvation Army Hall. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.